Well, good morning.
Good morning.
I just want to say that that was a blessing on the violin, wasn't it? This is amazing. I wish I had that talent. And I'd like to thank Daniel for making it so that I don't sing a solo. Because that would not be good. You know, when I wear this mic, I'm always kind of like, well, am I on or off? But Daniel makes sure that I'm on at the right time and off at the right time, because I'm sure you would not want to hear me sing a solo. Well, if you haven't been here for the last few weeks, we've been progressing slowly through 1 Peter. And thus far it's been, I hope you can say, it's been a good progression. And so let me just remind you that this letter was written to encourage believers, Christians who were scattered throughout Asia Minor. And how they got there, we're not certainly know. We just know that they were scattered throughout all the different provinces that Peter lists in verse 1. But they were facing opposition to their faith, and we expect and conclude from what Peter says later that they were facing opposition from their own families, from neighbors, from friends, from their employers, and even their spouses. So opposition comes from all different directions in the Christian life. Now, this is particularly relevant to us because we in our culture are facing increasing antagonism toward Christian faith lived out, authentic Christianity lived out in our lives. And so we need, just like they did years ago in Asia Minor, we need also biblical direction on how we should live. And Peter will get to that. That's the next section. But he must first lay the foundation. The foundation must be laid before we can build upon it how we should live. And the foundation is based on theology. Now, that's a big word, and a lot of people are like, I'm going to shut off. He's talking about theology. But keep your ears open, because theology is who God is and what he has done. So it's really the Christian's primary interest, who God is and what he has done. Why is this important? Because what we truly believe influences or impacts the way that we live. The way that we live is based on what we truly believe. Our beliefs, our doctrine. That's another word that people are like, wait, doctrine, that sounds like, kind of like dogmatic. But what we believe, our doctrine, that we see in the Word of God, our beliefs, our doctrine, all of that determines how we live. And so we've looked at theology. God in three persons. One God, three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we've looked at how he is creating new life for us as Christians. New life. We talked about how we are born again last week. We talked about we are born again to a living hope. A hope that is alive, right? Not dead. Not a maybe if so kind of hope so sort of thing. But it's alive. It's living. It's real. And that's what Peter wants us to focus on. But as we learned last week, there's more, right? Not only does he want us to focus on hope, but he also wants us to focus on inheritance, so that these Christians may be suffering loss of all their worldly goods and even their family's inheritances. They were disinherited. That they have a permanent, an eternal inheritance. And this inheritance, this life and this inheritance is kept by God in heaven for them. Those are the very words of Peter.